What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 18th, 2021, getting into a brand new week here. It's also Martin Luther King Day, and so banks and post offices and such are all closed, and the kids are out of school enjoying their three-day weekend. But we're still here working to keep you all informed with the latest information. And so Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to do news until we run out of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions here. Now, obviously, with Wednesday being the inauguration of President-elect Biden, Washington is turning into a fortress. It is occupied and militarized. There are more military inside Washington, D.C. right now than are in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. 25,000 troops, an unknown number of Secret Service agents, various other federal security forces, local police, and, you know, it's starting to resemble Baghdad's green zone that's halfway around the world here. Now, 7-foot-high, non-scalable barricades topped with razor wire surround the Capitol building and various other federal buildings as well here. So they're really armed for bear, as it was. And bridges into the city and the National Mall will be closed. All of this protection for what we are told is the most popular president in American history. Now, Nancy Pelosi had a little bit of a fit. She's out there claiming that Biden's small inauguration is not a concession to the terrorists. It is purely because of the COVID-19. It's a small inauguration followed by a virtual inaugural parade. I still don't know what they mean by that. I don't know about you. I'm not planning on tuning in. I really don't care. And, you know, I'm sure there's something else on TV worth looking at here. So she's saying it's COVID. It's not because of, you know, the potential for more protests and riots. Although looking at the way Washington, D.C. is armed up right now, clearly somebody somewhere is anticipating some kind of trouble. And apparently these 25,000 National Guards have all been deputized as deputy U.S. Marshals. And I'm not sure why that is being done, but that's been done as well. Now, interestingly enough, there was a story that came out of Information Liberation. And it shows a photo of the National Guard troops standing there, and there are no magazines in their rifles. And so the gist of this article is, you know, it's just security theater. Last week we were told that they were authorized to use lethal force, but it turns out Information Liberation doesn't have the whole story, because apparently... because of some of the military people who were arrested during the protest at the Capitol building, Biden's transition team is saying they're actually afraid that members of the National Guard might kill Biden during the inauguration. So they've asked the commanders to confiscate all ammo and magazines from the soldiers. Boy, you want to talk about paranoid here. In addition to that, the FBI is now vetting the National Guard troops in D.C. over concerns of an insider attack or a threat from service members securing the Biden inauguration. That's got to be making Biden very nervous when the military can't be trusted here. Now, the FBI arrested an anarchist and hardcore leftist last Friday on suspicion of planning to forcibly interrupt planned election-related protests at the Florida State Capitol. They detained 33-year-old Daniel Baker, took him into custody. The media, however, is still blaming Trump for all the discord and upset that is out there, as if any of us is really paying attention to the corporate media. I don't even watch Fox News anymore. They're just totally worthless these days. Now, the federal government has walked back the claim that there were kill and capture teams at the Capitol. Last Friday, the top federal prosecutor in D.C. said there is no direct evidence that pro-Trump demonstrators who stormed the Capitol on the 6th had formed kill-capture teams to target certain U.S. officials. Now, remember, that was all over the media that those terrible pro-Trump people were going to do this here. But according to the prosecutor, there actually is no evidence to support that. Now, there's a newly released video, and it shows former Black Lives Matter organizer John Sullivan allegedly instigating protesters to commit crimes while committing crimes himself inside the Capitol building. Yet somehow he has managed to escape any charges whatsoever. And Max Blumenthal created this compilation, which he shared on Twitter, and it's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. So you may want to take a look at that. Now, there's yet another new video that has shown up that shows the police turning their backs on the anarchists escaping through a broken U.S. Capitol window. And the video shows rioters inside the Capitol breaking the window and being helped outside by the police. And the video shows what appear to be Antifa members breaking the glass in an office window and then escaping. And outside, the police turn their backs and allow them to simply run away. More indications that this was a false flag. And, this coming Wednesday, if there's a lot of violence, it's going to be a false flag. Personally, I think a lot of people don't even want to bother to show up. In fact, if it weren't for those 25,000 National Guard, nobody would be there at the inauguration, I think. Anyway, story coming on out of Capitol Hill News. The Democrats are using the Capitol assault as an excuse to crack down further on civil liberties. Now, following 9/11, Congress passed the Patriot Act in an attempt to keep us safe. It didn't really. It simply eroded away a lot of our civil liberties. And while there have been no other mass casualty attacks, at what cost was this safety achieved? The government can now get access with relative ease to our personal and private information. They can surveil us even though we're completely innocent. And already we are starting to see the manufacturing of consent for an even more draconian Patriot Act version 2.0. Now, here's a story. I've heard two different versions of what's going on. This is from Zero Hedge. And it's talking about armed protesters have arrived at multiple state capitals across the country. They started arriving yesterday morning, and this follows the bulletin from the FBI last week that warned there would be armed protests at the 50 state capitals as well as Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration. And apparently the other story that I got was that this was all fizzling. And it may be that the fizzle story is being put out there to dissuade people from showing up. But apparently some of the state capitals are already seeing people show up. And the reason I'm very concerned about the fact that these people are being armed, the liberals hate the Second Amendment. They loathe it. And they want to get rid of it. But the only way to get rid of a constitutional amendment is with another constitutional amendment. Think about prohibition. It took one amendment to start it and a new amendment to stop it. And so somehow the liberals have got to convince 2/3 of the states, to go along with ratifying the new amendment suspending, part of the Bill of Rights here. And if there is a violent confrontation in enough state capitals, this could conceivably happen. All right. Now, Biden is already outlining his agenda of executive actions. And in his first hours as president, he's going to use executive action to roll back some of the more controversial decisions of Trump and to address the raging coronavirus pandemic. The opening salvo would herald a 10-day blitz of executive actions as Biden seeks to act swiftly to redirect the country in the wake of Trump's presidency without having to wait for the Congress. Now, on Wednesday, following the inauguration, Biden will end Trump's restriction on immigration to the U.S. from some Muslim-majority countries. He'll move to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and mandate mask wearing on federal property and during interstate travel. These are among roughly a dozen actions Biden will take on his first day in the White House. Now, the transgender community has a very strong ally going into the White House right now. The Biden team is still talking about unity, but apparently they're going to bring us all together by tearing us apart, because apparently Biden is in support of transgender athletes, of allowing men who identify as women to compete in women's sports. I think it's a very bad idea. A lot of people think it's a very, very bad idea. It doesn't matter how much surgery you have or how many hormone treatments you have. The fact of the matter is that men are genetically more, you know, on average, stronger and more capable physically than women are. That's why we have a men's and women division in these various sports here. So apparently Biden is all in favor of letting them compete as their identified gender and not what their gender is stated on their birth certificate. Story coming on out from the Weekly Blitz, calling on Trump to declassify even more files, especially those related to Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, Seth Rich. All kinds of things that were there. And apparently experts are saying that Trump's last days in office offer a final opportunity to declassify critical information on the Russian investigation that engulfed his one term. And he needs to declassify more documents, expose Hillary Clinton's email scandal, as well as how the First Lady and former Secretary of State was indulged into making tons of money by offering special favor to numerous foreign individuals and getting paid through the Clinton Foundation. And so I wish he would do that. I definitely wish he would do that. Now, they're still screaming impeachment, impeachment in the House of Representatives, and they're dancing in the aisles. He's been impeached twice, a first in American history. But the problem is that there's not enough time for the Senate to convene and actually hold a trial. And there's an article that came out of Zero Hedge again saying that the trial of citizen Trump would raise serious constitutional questions. And apparently they're saying the best defense of Trump is no defense, to simply skip the Senate trial and force a threshold vote on the constitutionality of the trial of an ex-president. The problem is there is one precedent in history where an official was impeached and removed from office after they'd left office. But it's still, you know, it's plainly unconstitutional. And this is coming from Alan Dershowitz. And he says it wouldn't work and it goes against the Constitution and it will be unconstitutional. That probably won't bother the senators, but the Constitution is very clear. The object of impeachment is to remove our sitting president. And there are two precedents. One is obvious. When Nixon resigned in anticipation of being impeached and removed, there was no effort to impeach him after he left office. And Nixon resigned here. Now, getting on to some other situations, story coming on out of Information Liberation again. And they're talking about QAnon, which a lot of people have said seems to be some kind of a propaganda operation. And this article is drawing parallels between the modern day QAnon and a Bolshevik psyop from the 1920s known as Operation Trust. And apparently Operation Trust was aimed at neutralizing opposition by creating the false impression that a powerful group of military leaders had organized to stop the communist takeover. Of course, that didn't happen. And we've seen, you know, endless stories about how, you know, the Marines are coming to save us and Trump's going to declare martial law. And Steve Pachenik is really out there on a limb saying it's all going to happen. Well, tomorrow's Tuesday. The day after that is Wednesday. And at that point, you know, Trump is no longer in control of the military here. Over at Twitter, thank goodness for Project Veritas, they got another one. Apparently, senior executive Vijaya Gadde, was very open about plans for political censorship on a global scale. Not content enough to shut down America's freedom of speech, they basically want to use their platform to control political speech all over planet Earth. And apparently the new buzzword in the corporate media is that it's time for a new definition of free speech. And we've heard all these phrases, flatten the curve, new normal, great reset. It's not been hard to spot the messaging going on since the start of the pandemic. And we've got this overuse of the phrase domestic terrorism. And now the buzz phrase going around is the new definition of free speech, which sounds to me like they're going to say that, well, yeah, you can go in a closet and say anything you want. But we have to control what's out there on the mass audience there. Remember the free speech zones during the Bush administration, how silly that got? Now, we talked about this last week, but we're going to mention it again here. Cumulus Media is a talk radio company. They've got a roster of popular personalities, including Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro. It has issued orders to its employees at 416 stations nationwide to knock off any talk about the election having been stolen. And apparently, if you talk about the election fraud, you can lose your job. So even Cumulus Media is now under the control of the deep state. Over in Great Britain, the chief constable of Dorset Police is urging lockdown protesters to accept that now is really not the time for freedom of speech and the right to assembly. So they're using the pandemic now to say, well, these things are kind of nice, but now's not the time. You shouldn't be doing this kind of thing. Former Facebook executive Alex Stamos has called for One American News Network and Newsmax to be platformed. He says we have to turn down the capability of conservative influencers to reach the huge audiences. And he laments that some conservatives have bigger audiences than CNN. So it's just right out there. Okay. Now, a little bit of good news. Parler is starting back up. You can go to the page. There's a brief message from the founder and a little blurb about getting things technically worked out. They're figuring by the end of January, they'll be back in service for a while. Gab was down earlier today with some DNS issues. Apparently, it was scheduled maintenance downtime. They didn't put out an announcement, and everybody wondered if they had been deplatformed as well. And just to show you how paranoid and desperate and afraid the federal government is getting, the feds have issued a warning to ham radio operators not to commit criminal acts ahead of the inauguration. Now, the government has, deplatformed Parler. There's been the Twitter purgers, Facebook cracking down on any political discussion, but they can't shut down the ham radio operators who can share information. So they're trying to scare them into silence, saying that if you talk about this stuff, you'll be in trouble, and so don't do it. I mean, that's real fear. I mean, there's not a lot of ham radio out there anymore with the advent of the internet here. Okay, now then, over at the Washington Compost here, they've come with a new theory that the racial enemy is multiracial whiteness, including ethnic minorities who identify with white people and, the white culture and the white economy. So, the transgenders can go any way that they feel like going, but the Washington Post is chastising, for example, Hispanics, Latinos, basically saying, no, it's a bad thing if you identify with whiteness. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and once again, I'm going to nag all of you about how Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continued support to go on doing what we are doing. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, of course, all of that information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thanks you, and I thank you, too. All right, so let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's out there still, or you know, it could just be the flu being misnamed or something. There's no question that COVID has been exploited for various political and financial agendas here. So I'm looking at this story from Zero Hedge, pardon me, and it's reporting on the rate of adverse reactions. And apparently the number of adverse reactions to the COVID vaccines is already 50 times higher than adverse reactions to the flu shot. And a lot of experts in both Europe and the U.S. still have serious reservations about what's going on and whether this medication is safe or even effective. I mean, even the World Health Organization is out there saying they can't guarantee it'll keep you from being infected with this. Now, a while back, there was this video put up by this woman, her last name is Griner. I don't have the first name here. And it was one of the videos that appeared to be genuine. There have been some fakes out there. So apparently she's actually getting worse. I mean, they gave her the Pfizer vaccine, and she immediately started going into convulsions. And she was hospitalized. Even though Brandt Griner is not an anti-vaxxer, he now has serious doubts about the drug's safety. And apparently his mother is experiencing serious medical issues days after taking the vaccine. This is a brand new technology, by the way. You know, it's never been tried on humans before. All righty, 55 Americans have died following the COVID vaccination. Norway has had 29 people die following the COVID vaccination. There are increasing calls for suspension of the use of mRNA-based vaccines produced by companies such as Pfizer, especially among the elderly people. The situation in Norway has escalated significantly as the Scandinavian is now registered a total of 29 deaths among people over the age of 75 who've had their first COVID-19 vaccination shot. Bloomberg is reporting this adds 6 to the number of known fatalities in Norway and also lowers the age group thought to be affected from 80. Anyway. Apparently, and this is from Sputnik News, a second dose of the vaccine is now in doubt. Apparently, the Pfizer vaccine has left dozens of Israelis with facial paralysis. Now, if it's Bell's palsy, it will eventually go away after a couple of months. But apparently, 13 Israelis have suffered mild facial paralysis as a side effect of the Pfizer vaccine. And according to Ynet, doctors estimate the number of similar cases could be higher, and they're questioning if they should administer the second dose of the vaccine who suffered the facial paralysis. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I played one once in a movie, but I would say no. Out in California, they are calling for a pause on a batch of Moderna's COVID vaccine after seeing several highly allergic reactions. And as I mentioned just a few seconds ago here, the World Health Organization at a virtual press conference December 28th said there is no guarantee that the COVID-19 vaccines will prevent people from being infected with COVID-19 and transmitting it to other people. And it's what's the point then? I mean, what's the point? Remember when they were telling us this thing was going to be like 98% effective? Doesn't sound like it to me. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is out with a new article. It's called Death by Coincidence. And he's basically calling out these various pharmaceutical companies and health officials and the corporate media who are insisting that all these deaths following the COVID-19 vaccines, they're unrelated coincidences. Really, that's all it is. It just, you know, these people would have died anyway, you know, except that some of them were very young and in excellent health here. That doctor down in Florida. Now, just to show you how rigid this is getting, and this is over at Blacklisted News, Germany is planning to put COVID dissenters who repeatedly fail to properly follow the rules into what is described as a detention camp located in Dresden. And this is being put on out there to try and increase compliance. Violators are told that if they receive both a warning and then a fine, a court will decide whether they should be punished with a stint in the camp. Camps for dissidents in Germany, what could possibly go wrong? We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. According to this article that is coming on out from RT Russia Today, the Sunday Times is facing a social media backlash. Apparently, they put out a story in which COVID-19 vaccination passports were described as freedom certificates. And a lot of people were noting that this idea was considered a crazy conspiracy theory only a few months ago. And so this article published yesterday makes the case for immunity passports, which would allow vaccine recipients to be exempt from lockdown restrictions. Now, this does not make any sense in the context of that story from the World Health Organization, in which they say you can still come down with COVID-19 after you've had the vaccine. You can still pass it on to other people. So what's the point of having COVID vax passports? It's just really out there. All righty. Getting on to the international news, there are protests, riots going on in Belgium right now. apparently over the death of Ibrahima B in police custody. And he was stopped and detained by officers on January 9th. And during the demonstration, the car carrying the King of Belgium was attacked. And so police and rioters clashed. A lot of unhappiness over there. The United Nations is warning that millions are at risk of displacement as Ethiopia approaches a possible civil war, you know, sparked by what's going on in the Tigray region. And they're saying that it could displace as many as 9 million people. Now, the conflict has closed roads and communications in the region. Meanwhile, analysts have urged to end the fighting, fearing it could turn into a full-blown civil war. Now, on top of all of that, starvation is threatening the survivors of more than 2 months of fighting in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Apparently, 4.5 million people there need emergency food. Now, the first humanitarian workers to arrive after pleading with the Ethiopian government for access described weakened children dying from diarrhea, empty shops, refugees begging for something to eat. One new report says parts of Tigray are likely a step below famine. A lot of ugliness in the world here. Okay, CENTCOM Chief McKenzie is being accused of having manufactured a crisis in Iran purely to increase his own power. And during the last 2 months of the Trump administration, there have been a series of provocative U.S. military moves in the Middle East, provoking fears that a war against Iran was being hatched. And this atmosphere of crisis was the product of a campaign manufactured by the head of CENTCOM, General Kenneth F. McKenzie, Jr., to advance his own personal interests. He wants prestige and power within the military, and nothing gets you going like a good war here. if you remember the original movie MASH, and there was the colonel, and he began every speech by saying, you know, in the dark days before Pearl Harbor. And it took a while to kind of figure out what that meant. And I had a chance to meet that actor on another project entirely. And he said it was basically because before Pearl Harbor, nobody was being promoted. Nobody was, getting access to more equipment. It was just all kind of dead. And Pearl Harbor kind of lit up the military-industrial complex here. Over in Yemen, there's heavy fighting in Hodeidah. Yemen is claiming dozens of Houthi casualties. The heavy fighting erupted Saturday in the southern part of the vital Yemeni port city of Hodeidah. The government claimed the Houthis launched the offensive and were pushed back out of the area. And Hodeidah is materially the only port through which aid flows into northern Yemen, which is why the United Nations has gone to great efforts trying to keep a ceasefire in place, fearing mass starvation if fighting damages or otherwise shuts down the port. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spent his final days in office committing political terrorism, planting foreign policy landmines to hinder incoming President Joe Biden. And one of his cruelest actions was to charge the Yemeni Houthis with being a terrorist organization. And he cited missile attacks on civilian targets in Saudi Arabia. That is a war crime, not terrorism. And you need to remember American and British terror bombings in Germany and Japan, such as that which hit Dresden. Okay, article coming on out from Information Clearinghouse. Did you know that Israel has been around for 73 years and for only 6 months was it actually a democracy? 6 months and not one day more. Most people don't realize that. And all this nonsense about, Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East is completely nonsense. And apparently on October 21st, 1948, Israel put all of its Arab citizens under military government. And on December 1st, 1966, Prime Minister Levi Eshkol lifted this disgrace. 6 months later, in June of 67, military tyranny returned to define Israel when its newly occupied territories were put under military rule. Okay, the collective assassin, the insecurity and victimhood behind Israel's militarism. And they're talking about a book, Rise and Kill First, written by Israeli journalist Ronan Bergman. And it opens with a blunt statement. Since World War II, Israel has assassinated more people than any other country in the Western world. This comes to nearly 2,300 operations, killing several thousand people. Now, this is a controversial statement. But the reality is that most Western countries, they do engage in wet work, but only as a last resort. Meanwhile, 780 West Bank settlement housing units built on Palestinian land have been approved ahead of Biden taking office. Now, this next one is going to be quite inflammatory. This is coming out of Palestine Chronicle. Apparently, Israeli occupation authorities have taken the measurements of the Dome of the Rock while Jewish settlers are calling for its demolition. This is coming from the director of Al-Aqsa Mosque, Sheikh Omar al-Kiswani, announced on Friday. And Kiswani described what is being done inside Al-Aqsa and the Dome of the Rock as a dangerous measure. Anyway, apparently the anti-Netanyahu activists are now rallying in their 30th week of demonstrations against the premier over his indictment on graft charges and his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, Israel is continuing their deadly raids on Syria. The U.S. is perfectly okay with that, apparently. In less than a week since the last wave of strikes on Syria-targeted positions in the southern outskirts of Damascus and killed three pro-Iran fighters, Israeli warplanes last week carried out intense airstrikes in eastern Syria, killing at least 57 fighters and wounding dozens. And apparently the airstrikes were targeting positions and arms depot, supposedly of Iran-backed forces, as the region is on high alert. Over at the Guardian, speaking of corporate news and propaganda here, they have written an article accusing Syria's president of being connected to the port explosion in Beirut. Now, back on August 4th, 2¾ tons of ammonium nitrate stored in a warehouse at the harbor exploded, destroying large parts of the city. Now, the load had come on a defect ship, which was impounded by Lebanese authorities. It had been stored since 2013. And despite urgent warnings, the complicit Lebanese bureaucracy had never found a way to get rid of the dangerous load. But the British Guardian is trying to blame Assad for that little explosion there. A little bit of good news, though. St. Simeon, on the outskirts of Aleppo, was the largest church in the world in the 5th century. And after Islam arrived in Syria, the country has remained a dense mixture of cultures and faiths, living in tolerance and cooperation until 2011, when a U.S.-NATO war for regime change began, which destroyed the country and scattered its citizens to the far corners of the world. Now, according to UNESCO, Aleppo is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world, and it has survived the war, but faces many challenges to rebuild. And apparently, they are rebuilding their industrial base. They're rebuilding their factories and putting people back to work so that they can reconstruct their lives and livelihoods. Now, here's an interesting story. Apparently, Bill Gates is buying up a huge amount of farmland. And according to a Forbes report, Gates is now the biggest owner of farmland in America. And you have to wonder, what is it he's planning on doing? Apparently, other billionaires are also buying up huge swaths of farmland. This, while the Great Reset says that America's future is no privately owned property. I wonder what they think. Obviously, it puts them in a position to control the food supply. All right, getting into immigration here. Hondurans hope to storm the border in honor of Biden. A caravan of 1,000 Honduran migrants surges toward the U.S. border in the final days of the Trump administration and asks Biden to honor his commitments to asylum seekers when they arrive. Now, the caravan was originally at least twice the size when it left Honduras early on Friday. And apparently they've run into some resistance in Guatemala. Apparently a Biden aide is telling the Honduran migrants, turn back because you won't be allowed across the border. Okay? Things at the border are not going to change overnight. Now, Biden is planning early legislation to offer legal status to 11 million immigrants who currently are illegal immigrants. And apparently the bill also provides a shorter pathway to citizenship for hundreds of thousands of people with temporary protected status and beneficiaries of deferred action for childhood arrivals who are brought to the U.S. as children. And probably also for certain frontline essential workers, vast numbers of whom are immigrants. So they are opening up the sluice gates here. Okay, a little bit of science and nature news. Dozens have been killed, hundreds injured. There was a big earthquake hit Indonesia's Sulawesi, and at least 42 people have been killed, more than 800 issue. It was a magnitude 6.2 quake, and it struck in the early hours of Friday. And a little consumer news here. Last week, there were a whole bunch of stories about how various products were being recalled because there were metal bits and plastic and so forth. But apparently, the latest one is over 760,000 pounds of Hot Pockets have been recalled because they may contain pieces of glass and plastic. So somebody's not keeping a good eye on those manufacturing machines, apparently. Little bit of good news here. A robo-caller has been fined $9.9 million for using caller ID spoofing to intentionally cause harm, the FCC said last Thursday. The scam caller made thousands of robocalls using pre-recorded racist, xenophobic, and threatening messages. The calls were made to a victim's family, a local journalist, political candidates, and even as an apparent attempt to sway a jury that was hearing a domestic terrorism case. The caller ID spoofing made the calls look like they came from local numbers. Not only were the calls unlawful, but the caller took them to new levels of egregiousness. And with today's fine, we once again make clear our commitment to aggressively go after those who are unlawfully bombarding the American people. Well, good. One down, several million to go here. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls now. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Perfect. Sent you an email about that article. That you've seen it before from the New York Times where Merck was putting filed for a patent to put peanut oil in vaccinations.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? It just proves that these people really don't know what they're doing. It's all one big experiment.
No,
they don't. No. And on top of that, of course, the EpiPen wasn't really made available until, 1980.
Mm-hmm.
So, causality and, reaction solution, right? But this Bill Gates thing.
Not to mention peanut anaphylaxis.
Yeah. So this Bill Gates thing where he's buying up all this land, well, it just so happens that Biden wants to get back in that Paris Accord, right?
Yes.
And I have a theory. I was just wondering what you think of this. So carbon credits, the new currency,
mm-hmm.
Or basically, carbon, right?
Yes.
So is he buying up all this land to control the food supply, or is he buying up all this land because he knows what's going to happen in the very near future?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It could be a grab for carbon credits.
There you go. And you said other billionaires are doing the same thing. A quarter of a million acres, Mike. That is huge. This guy is literally, and I mean, I really do mean this. This guy is a terrorist. I mean, look at all the damage he's done with this polio vaccination that he was pushing.
Yes, the one that's in Africa.
Yes. What was it, like a quarter of a million people? Is it that high?
Yeah.
I think it is, that have been affected by this. Like, this is insanity. Like, these... I this guy must have a really good security team. He has to.
Yes.
And, you know, I... And on top of that, not to mention all the damage he's done to people over the years with this crummy operating system. Mike, that's all I got to say. I'm going to let you go because I know you're going to have a lot of callers. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, we've got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. I tuned in just as you were finishing your comments on ham radio. Can you repeat what you said?
Well, apparently the federal government has issued a warning to ham radio operators not to get involved in political discussions ahead of the inauguration. The concern is that even though they've managed to control the internet, that protesters could still organize using ham radios. The government's trying to basically scare ham operators into not participating.
Well, okay, it won't. I'm a general class licensee, and it will not stop us from talking.
Okay.
Before or after. With regard to the membership in ham or ham licensees, the hobby is growing rapidly right now.
Okay.
Try to schedule even a technician license exam. You might have to schedule weeks in advance because more people are getting into it for this particular reason. They're concerned about government trying to cut off access to communication.
Yes.
And if you look at, say, the sales of the handheld or the handy talkie units, all called HTs,
yes,
dual band and tri band HTs, and the nearly explosive growth in the high frequency desktop models and portable models and in the mobile units, it's hard to make a case that ham radio is a dying hobby. It's actually growing rather rapidly.
And well, I stand corrected on that. I mean, I've been thinking about getting a technician's license myself.
Well, I recommend it. And when you decide to do that, contact me, and I will tell you the best way to do that.
All right. Well, thank you.
And it's not that somebody with your background in radio will have no problem. Will have no problem passing that exam or the general exam. Maybe even the amateur extra exam, which I'm going to go for in a couple of months. But I'm telling you that they're not going to intimidate us into not talking about things before or even after the election. It won't work, you know. And if usually when you sign on, you have to use your call sign, repeat your call sign.
Yes.
When you sign on, won't do it. If they start trying to crack down, well, I'll just get on and we'll talk without identifying without giving our call signs. If they know your call sign, they could track you down. And the other thing is,
yes,
that with regard to HF communication, if you're blasting out something like, you know, 1,000 watts on a big unit, well, you know, they can ride around with their little cars or their vehicles and try to locate where the signal's coming from. But if you're sneaky as I am, and many thousands of other ham operators are, and you operate what's called QRP or low power, you know, you could get out and on 5 watts communicate very easily using Morse code. Track that down.
Okay.
And I got, you know, I'm mobile all the time. I sell the broadcast, I sell the transmit from my house. I'll take a unit somewhere and then get on one of the bands. And
okay, Kelly, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come right back to you after station identification.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.